Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So this is our open line segment, your questions and comments, and the audience can certainly join in if you have a question or comment for us at 1-800-449-8686. A lot of stuff in the news. We were just talking about President Nixon and the book that has just come out concerning his behavior while in the White House. I don't know how much worse it can get for that guy. All kinds of books have been written about the Nixon presidency, this one alleging that he had abused prescription drugs and might have abused physically his wife, Pat Nixon. Other things, too, in the news, the Moscow TV fire. We'll take your calls. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a car phone in Corona. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello. Good. How are you?
Really good, Phil. I wanted to call in about the JonBenet and Pets, the John and Patsy Ramsey story, because I know you had covered it once before.
Okay.
I called a couple other stations. I tried to get on.
All right, could you not mention anybody else's show, if you wouldn't mind, okay?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Well, I think that I have looked at this case, and I think that they continually concentrate on the on John Ramsey and Patsy Ramsey, the Boulder Police Department. I think they should start looking elsewhere. I think it's time that they start looking elsewhere. I have two children who are the same age as Burke and JonBenet when JonBenet was killed. My daughter is 6. My son is 12. I have the same age children as John and Patsy Ramsey had, and I think they would do better to notice their children, because that's what I do. And I'm kind of
So what are you saying? The police should look at the kids?
Well, I have. The reason why I say I do feel my children are 6 and 12, as I said, I spend a good amount of time watching my kids. I know most parents do not watch their kids, but I watch my kids very closely.
And you're saying most parents?
I don't see it. I don't think parents pay as much attention to the well-being of their kids as I pay attention to my children and as I watch my children. And I see my kids roughhousing, and I think that this might have gotten out of hand.
All right, so in other words, you're revisiting the theory that some people had already discussed, that the boy might have killed his sister.
I do, and I don't think that they have done, first of all, right investigative work there, and also I don't think they've looked at the possibility that this boy did not intentionally hurt his sister.
Well, what about the behavior of your own kids? You say you watch your own kids?
Well, I have had an interest in this JonBenet Ramsey case, and I knew that my children were coming up on their 6th and 12th birthdays because they both have birthdays in June, and I wanted to observe my children at that age so I could get some, should set some light on the JonBenet Ramsey murder.
Okay.
So my children are 6 and 12, and I knew they were going to be going through this roughhousing period. They play physically sometimes. They don't know their own strength, and they get a little rough with each other. And if you take those two things into consideration, it's entirely probable that Burke got a little rough with JonBenet.
All right, I've heard this before, that Burke might have killed his sister, but...
Yeah, but I don't see intentionally.
Okay, how did Burke Ramsey get too tough with JonBenet? See, I got four kids of my own. One is 8, one is 10, one's 12, one's 14. I have four stepkids, and I know what you mean. They do get very, very physical.
Exactly. I think a lot of people don't understand that, Phil.
Okay.
I think what happened was it might have been an argument over some Lego blocks or some other things, and the boy acts out by picking up a baseball bat, and I think he naturally begins to hit her with it and accidentally bludgeons her to death. He probably doesn't realize it's his fault. He probably hit her a few times to get her to stop, and then he went to the kitchen, had some orange juice, goes to bed, and wakes up the next night, sees that she's still lying downstairs near the furnace or wherever they found her, and he obviously got confused. So what you got is a little boy.
All right, now let me ask you this. You're saying that this boy, Burke, was roughhousing with his sister.
Yeah, but I think that she was egging him on.
Okay, because little sisters can certainly bug older brothers. So she was egging him on. He picked up a baseball bat.
Yeah, because they have those small Louisville Slugger bats that I think it's quite possibly he picked up. It possibly could have been a Louisville Slugger bat and accidentally bludgeoned her to death. And then only the next day...
Only the next day he realized.
The next day he realized he killed her. Now, I think this is entirely consistent with what the police report has said. I think that the boy, I think that right now the boy is probably completely confused and isn't quite sure.
Well, I mean, how do you pick up a bat and beat somebody to death with it? I mean,
because they're children and they roughhouse, Phil, and it's very easy for a child to be roughhousing, and the next thing you know, the other kid's dead. And I would say that for this boy, it was probably very traumatic, but I don't think he did it on purpose. I think that Louisville Slugger, and if you know about the Louisville Slugger Bat Corporation, they do not have anywhere on their bat any kind of a warning that you could bludgeon your sister to death with it. And I think that before...
You told my screener that you were advising some kind of legal action, right?
I think the Ramseys do have a legal case, and I think they could turn the table on the Boulder police.
Well, I don't know. If you've got a exactly what legal action? You're talking about suing Louisville Slugger?
If indeed Louisville Slugger was involved, I don't know. But if they were, I think they've got a case, because there is nothing on a Louisville Slugger bat. And I have been to the sporting goods area. I went to Sports Emporium, which is over here in Redlands, and there's two other Sports Emporiums. I did not see anywhere on the bat any kind of a warning about... You know, beating you know, that for instance, may cause injury or death if used as a weapon, or you could beat a kid to death with it. So you don't have that on there, and that is why they're focusing on the parents, in my opinion.
Okay, what is your name?
My name's Steve, Phil.
Okay, Steve. You believe that Burke Ramsey beat his sister to death by accident?
That's correct.
During just horseplay?
Well, they were roughhousing, as kids do.
And that he beat her to death with a Louisville...
I don't know, but if it's a baseball bat, I'm saying it...
Well, let's say it wasn't a baseball bat. Let's say it was a lamp.
Anything that he might have used to beat her to death with should come with some kind of a warning label that you can beat someone to death with it.
You know something? This is what bothers me about a lot of these... allow me to say this, Steve.
I mean, Phil, you've got a lot of people who die every year either beaten to death with a lamp or a baseball bat, and I have not heard any lawsuit yet.
This is what bothers me about a lot of these stories that I hear. You know, it isn't my fault. It's the fault of the Louisville Slugger Bat Co. It isn't my fault. It's the fault...
Well, I know what you're saying about a victim society.
Yeah, well, that's what we are, a victim society. Now you want the Louisville Slugger Company to put a warning label on their bat saying you could beat your kid's sister to death with it. Well, that's fine. But where does it end?
I'm just saying those two things, because those two things only.
Okay, lamps and bats.
I think that those are the two most commonly used things. If you take a look at it, because I've seen on Cops and also true stories of the Highway Patrol, that most people get their head stoved in with a lamp. Okay?
So you want to end it with lamps and bats?
That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Okay?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This gentleman calling in on our open line segment believes that it's possible that Burke Ramsey killed his sister, JonBenet Ramsey, by accident using what possibly could have been a Louisville Slugger bat or a lamp, and that there's a lawsuit. The Ramseys...
I don't think anybody should see jail in the Ramsey family.
That's right. Nobody should see jail with the Ramseys. You're saying that in point of fact they should sue the Louisville Slugger Bat Company.
I'm saying I believe they do have a legal ramification, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me. I don't know where you ended here, Steve, and I don't know...
Well, Mr. Henry, I think that there are enough people who are beaten to death with lampstands every year that you could at least put a warning on that. Okay.
So you want to just end it at bats and lampstands?
That would be my feeling, yeah.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Burke Ramsey, according to this guy, beat his own sister to death by accident with a Louisville Slugger bat. During natural horseplay, there should be a warning on the bat. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Open lines here on the Phil Henry Show on a Monday. One caller in Corona, California, who believes that Burke Ramsey might have killed his sister, JonBenet Ramsey, by accident as well. I want to be clear, right, sir?
That is correct. I believe it's by accident. I do not believe that he originally intended to kill her. But I also think that the Ramsey family, they should leave them alone. I think they ought to leave them people alone. I think that they have suffered enough. I also believe that the boy, it's possible, might have a lawsuit against the manufacturer, whatever weapon he used. I don't know.
Yeah, but you said it could have been either a lampstand or a Louisville Slugger bat, in which case they should sue either the Louisville Slugger Company or I don't know who makes lamps.
I don't either, sir. Office Depot or whoever, but...
Yeah. Office Depot.
Sir, I don't know which...
No, I understand. I'm trying to feature this because, you know, there's a backlash against frivolous lawsuits, so... 1-800-449-8686. Here is Fullerton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, about the suing the Louisville Slugger or a lamp company, it blows my mind. I think it's ridiculous. Now, I was
Well, taught, I mean, they did not warn him when he picked... If he beat his sister to death with that bat, they did not warn him about it.
Well, okay, I understand that. But my point is when I was growing up, there was nothing like a bat in my living room. You were taught not to swing a bat in the living room, first of all.
That's right.
Okay, because I was brought up in a house of sport.
But what about
okay?
the basement? He beat her. He might have hit her in the basement. And I don't know if they have a rule about swinging a bat in the basement or not.
Well, where are the parents during all this?
I think they were upstairs in the living room. I think he was in the basement, and they probably didn't have a rule about swinging a bat in the basement. So naturally, you would swing a bat in the basement and, you know, and beat her to death down there, although he didn't know he was beating her to death.
Wait a minute. There's no rule in the Ramsey house about swinging a bat in the living room.
I don't know about that, Mr. Andrews. She said there's a rule about swinging bats in living rooms. Is that what you said, ma'am?
Yeah, what I'm saying is what I got. I mean, it's all about, I think, the way you've been brought up. You know, me and my brother
well,
literally
what do you mean
tried
he
to
swung up
to death when we were growing up. And there was times where I was probably out of line. I mean, I'd grab something like a steak knife or
well,
something.
Okay, don't
but
you
the
think
point
there should
is,
be...
is you're not going to go back and sue the people that make knives because I stabbed my brother to death.
Why not? Do they have a warning on the knife? No.
Well, see, the point is that, well, I'm sure there
warning
is a
on
warning
the knife.
Saying keep these away from children.
Well, they don't have no warning on Louisville Slugger bat. That's what I'm saying, that you could bludgeon a human to death with it. And especially a Louisville Slugger, which is purchased mostly by young boys, it should say something about you may bludgeon your sister to death with it. Maybe the two kids were swinging a bat in the living room, and their parents told them to go swing the bat in the basement, too. That's how I'm getting around that whole thing about them not swinging in the living room. You see what I'm saying?
I understand
okay,
that
so that's
the
how I get
morals
around
and
that.
The rules of teaching your kids not to hit each
okay.
other.
Well, did you swing a bat in the living room or the basement?
Well, swing
okay,
a bat anywhere.
See, that's
if
what
I was
I'm saying.
Told not to swing a bat in the house,
that's
I wouldn't
what I'm saying.
Do it.
Okay.
Because I know that when my dad gets home, I get my butt beat by him.
But if your dad was going to beat you to death with a bat, and there was a warning label on it saying you could beat a kid to death with it, it might have saved a life, is all I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying it should be my dad that should be in trouble. Now, I'm not saying my dad obviously would know if
what
he
if your dad
to death.
Accidentally, what if your dad accidentally beat you to death with a bat?
My dad cannot accidentally. He's an adult, and he should know. If you
don't
hit
you
somebody
think,
with a bat, you're liable to kill them. But a kid, on the other hand... doesn't think about that. I'm totally agreeing with you that I don't
so did you,
think
did you sue, by the way, did you sue the knife company? Did you say you killed your brother?
No.
No, she didn't.
No, Phil, Mr. Renner, I distinctly heard her say something about stabbing
no,
her
I'm
brother to death.
No, I'm saying if I did, if I would have taken a knife
you,
and killed my brother, my
you,
parents, I think, should be looking at themselves, thinking, where did I go wrong? Thinking my kid should be picking up a knife to stab her brother.
They
you understand?
They,
I wouldn't blame... I would not take my problem out of my hands to blame somebody else.
Did you? So you're saying you want to sue your parents? I'm not sure who she's suing.
She's not saying she's suing anybody. She's saying that...
She said she killed her brother and that she wanted to file a lawsuit against the knife manufacturer. And that's where I'm...
No.
No, she didn't. She said if she stabbed her brother, she wasn't going to sue the knife company.
I think that's stupid. I think that's flat stupid.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Thank you anyway, ma'am. What do you say that? Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. And why do you call that stupid?
Because I think it's irresponsible to allow yourself to be utilized by a large corporation. You've beaten your brother to death or you've stabbed your sister and you're going to let them get away with it? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I think you need to have a better handle on the knife, if you will.
All right, this is Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Is this guy for real? I mean, seriously.
Are you talking to me, sir?
The guy who called in with this crackpot idea.
Sir, I don't believe
12-year-old
there are millions of people beaten to death.
His little sister to death.
Sir,
is he for real?
Sir, there are millions of people who are beaten to death every year. I'm not making a joke out of a child's
You're
death.
You're a nut.
Beg your pardon?
I have 4 children and 6 grandchildren. You are a complete idiot.
And you've never seen a boy accidentally?
No.
You are a complete idiot. I have 2 children. I have 1 grandchild.
Well, I pity those poor children because with a father like you,
How dare you?
And the same things with guns. What did you say?
I say, how dare you, without knowing me to say that.
Well, just by your talk, you're an idiot.
Oh, I'm an idiot?
I have 3 sons and a daughter that I raised, 29 to 29.
Any one of them?
I'm a hunter, and I had guns in my house.
Is that your last name, or that's what you do?
That I built in high school. And I had the guns in the top and the bullets in the bottom.
Was there a
lock on either one of them because I never got the lock put on when I built it.
Was there a warning label on the bullets?
They never touched those guns, and my sons are hunters.
Wait a second. I'm not talking about guns. I'm talking about the normal horseplay of children where they might pick up a lamp or a chair and beat each other to death with it.
Put it on every gun have on cigarettes, a warning. They should put a warning on there. This gun may be used to kill somebody.
And what I did, Mr. Henry, is last year I petitioned the state of California that they should have some kind of warning on ammunition only, stating that if you put this in a gun, it will be deadly. But I don't think they should have to have it on guns.
You are a complete loon.
Oh, so in other words, you think they shouldn't have warning on ammunition. You're
ridiculous.
I
was in construction
there
when
are hundreds
I was able
of
to
accidental
work.
Deaths
I'm
every
blind
year.
And disabled now.
Sir, there
you
are hundreds
tell
of...
Me
oh, so you shot
should,
yourself
on
in the eyes?
Every piece of pipe, every 2x4... They
How'd
should
you
put
blood?
A warning on it that if you, I have a lumber laying around the house here yet.
Right.
So this 2x4.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are you blind?
It could be a lethal weapon.
Why are you
it
blind?
May be,
why are you blind? How'd that happen?
Diabetes.
All right. If they put a warning label on certain sugar products, you'd be looking at early morning dew right now.
You are more of an idiot now than I ever thought.
Wait a minute. Wait. The diabetes.
You can't. If you're an example of the people
there
in America,
hundreds.
This country is done.
No, wait a second. There are hundreds of accidental deaths every year: gunshots, baseball bats, lamps, plastic.
I believe you're a plant.
This is just another accidental
You've
death.
You've got to be a plant. There any
I'm
human being could have a mind.
Did
like
somebody
yours.
Tell you to call this show, Mr. Bozell?
Well, I beg your pardon.
Did someone tell you to call this show?
Mr. Henry, I listened to your show, and I called today with my opinion on the JonBenet Ramsey. I don't know whether you know it or not, but they were interviewed by the Boulder Police today.
I'm aware that they were interviewed by the Boulder Police.
Okay, so I think it's very timely.
This is the first
and
time
trying,
I heard the show.
Well,
I just turned the
right
radio
now.
On 580 here in it's a Harrisburg station, and it's
I know
the first
Harrisburg
time I ever
well.
Heard the show.
I know Harrisburg very well. I love that city very deeply.
And I heard the comment.
There.
And I couldn't believe it.
You're the guy who said he's blind and blaming it on everybody else. I'm saying...
I'm not blaming it on anybody.
Well, you should.
I ate things that I shouldn't have.
Yep, there you go.
And I'm an A1 type of personality. And,
let me ask you, there's warnings on lots of plastic bags.
Personal responsibility.
How come you got to put a warning on a plastic bag so no kid sticks his head up into it?
That's idiotic, too.
Well, there you go.
That's idiotic,
there
too.
There you go. So why can't you have at least
put a warning on a plastic bag. That's idiotic.
Well, they've got it on there, and I say they put the same thing on the lamp. They got it on the plastic
children.
Bag. It goes over the lamp.
Any
why not put it on the lamp?
Parents that don't watch their children closer than that shouldn't have. They should have never had children in the first place. This country is going completely berserk.
So you don't believe there should be a warning label on lamps?
No.
Oh, Mr.
What
I
are
feel,
you talking
Mr.
about?
Mr. I feel sorry for you. No wonder you're blind.
Well,
you're blind
you're a complete
spiritually
idiot.
As well as...
Now, that's not necessary, Mr. Bozell.
You are a complete idiot.
You're blind spiritually as well as physically, sir.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well,
you're a
Well,
joke.
Let me ask a question. Okay, thank you for your call, sir. What are they supposed to put on a lamp?
You can put... Don't hit a person over the head.
With the lamp.
I'm trying to...
So that's what they put on the lamp.
I'm trying to come up with a idea right on the shade you could do that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Was murdered in December of 1996. She was the 6-year-old daughter of Patsy, or is it Patty? I don't know. Patsy Ramsey and John Ramsey. Now, the Boulder police supposedly interviewed them today, and we'll find out the results of that, I'm sure, in due course. One of our callers believes that the Ramseys, the parents, and I think you said it to me earlier, sir, the parents have been focused on too much. They should be focusing on the kids.
I believe so, yes, sir.
And but you're saying that it was an accidental beating death. Burke beat his sister to death with a Louisville Slugger bat because there wasn't a warning label on the bat.
I'm saying at that age, I think you have to watch the children, and I think you have to make sure that they're not going to accidentally bludgeon each other with a bat because there is no warning label. Yes, I do believe in warning labels. I'm glad they put them on cigarettes. I think in some instances we need them on other items. No, I'm not saying you got to put it on everything, but I think on a lamp or on a bat you should say you could beat someone to death with a bat. Now, he probably doesn't realize it's his fault. The boy hit her a few times to get her to stop. Like I said, then he went upstairs, had to have himself some juice or something, and went to bed, and the next morning come down and sees that she's been bludgeoned to death. Then I'm sure then he got upset.
Only after he came downstairs after having his orange juice.
I think he had his juice the night before, went to bed and came downstairs, and then he seen her dead.
And realizes that he did it?
I think he was surprised.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, but if there'd been a warning label on the bat, it wouldn't have happened. Okay, here is Flint on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
I'd like to make a comment, and if Mr. Bozell can please not interrupt while I make my comment, because he's cutting everybody off and turning their stories around.
You sound like you're going to be condescending, and I don't think...
Not going to be condescending, but I want to make a statement without you twisting around. You accused one woman of killing her brother when she said if.
She said that...
She said if. He said if.
Well, I didn't hear it that
listen,
way. I didn't hear it that way.
Then you accused a man of being, you know, almost deserving to be blind when you wouldn't listen to him, and I just want to make my statement.
I said he was spiritually blind as well as physically blind.
Right. I want to make my statement without you cutting everyone off. You are actually making very little or no sense in the sense you're stopping at Louisville Slugger and Lamp.
Yes.
You seem to be hedging your bets all on that. You are strong in your conviction that they need a warning label, and yet you won't even be clear and concise as to what that warning should be.
No,
when
ma'am,
Phil
I,
Henry
I already
asked
said
you,
so. I already said, Mr.
Go.
Henry. I already said, Mr.
There
Henry.
You
no,
go.
You can't make a statement that's incorrect and not have me
there
butt in.
There you go. You just, Phil Henry asked you what would the warning be, and you won't even take that extra step. You won't even take that extra momentum.
You're wrong.
To be
I
clear
told
and
him.
Concise,
you're
and
wrong.
Have
I told
this strong
him.
Conviction.
No, ma'am,
and
you're
why,
wrong. I told him. I told him what the warning label should say. You didn't hear.
You
I
said... You
I said, said it should
you
say,
didn't even know where they
it,
would come.
You can beat your child to death with a lamp.
That's what it should say.
Yes, sir. Or something. I don't know what the exact wording is, but I think the two of you are intelligent people, and this lady sounds intelligent. You can come up with some kind of language.
You may be
but
able
that's
to...
what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, Mr. Bozell. You are having the conviction to say, you are having the strength to say, these warnings seem to be there, and you're not even taking it one step further and saying in a clear, and I hate
you
to say this.
You could beat a kid to death
items,
with a lamp.
Let me finish.
You could beat a kid to death with a lamp.
Let me finish.
You could beat a kid to death with a lamp.
Let the lady finish.
But that's what I put on the label.
Let me finish.
Okay, so now you don't want to hear it. Now you want to finish and be, the label should say, don't bludgeon a kid
should
with
all
this.
Food say... Should all foods say don't take large bites? You might choke. I mean, you're
no,
not
making. No,
you are. You are taking going one step further and taking common sense right out
don't
of the. Don't
bludgeon a sibling with this item, as you'll make your parents will be angry and will go to jail.
My children can't even bounce a ball in the house. They know the rules. If the you're basically also saying that somebody could be accidentally beaten to death.
That's
that
correct.
Cannot happen.
Okay,
even
ma'am.
A 9-year-old boy knows right from wrong,
if the day
and
comes,
he knows if he's swinging a Louisville Slugger at his little sister, that he could cause harm. And I don't care. He didn't need a warning to know that.
Ma'am, if your kid comes at you with a baseball bat someday,
my kid
you're
will
on your
not
own.
Come at me with a baseball
Let me
bat.
Ask you
That's
question.
Exactly what we're trying to say to you,
can
Mr. Bozell, and you're not listening.
No, ma'am, can your children bounce a ball in the basement?
Do not need to sue anybody. They're filthy, stinking rich.
Can you bounce a ball?
And there
can
is
your
something
children...
wrong with that whole murder case.
Ma'am,
and that
can,
family
can your
does need to be looked
can
at.
Can your children bounce a ball in the basement? Do you let your children bounce a ball in the basement?
No, they can't. The rule is they can't bounce a ball. They can't throw a ball. They can't bounce a ball in the house. Those are
okay.
the outside. They
you
can't
got a
swing a bat.
There's
in the
a
house.
Homicide waiting to happen in your home. If you stifle your children like that, where they can't even bounce no ball.
Now,
oh
don't start
God.
Telling her how to parent children. The lady said that those are the rules.
Homicide waiting to happen. you're asking everybody not to have any common sense or to know right from wrong or to even be taught moral ethics. That's what you're telling people.
You don't allow
your
child to bounce a ball in the house, and your kid, you don't think your kid will come after you with a bat? Boy, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, my God. I feel sorry for you if you have children. You are just
divorced. I've got two children that I love very deeply.
Now, Phil,
wait a minute.
Excuse me. I want to talk to the host.
Hold on for a minute. Are you crying?
I have been vilified by her.
What? He's crying?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You
know,
you have no sensitivity.
This guy?
You don't have no sensitivity. You don't care about anybody.
Where did you get this guy?
He's a caller. It's an open
line.
You are
kidding me.
You don't care about anyone.
I can't believe this man. He's crying on a national radio show. And what is he crying for? He's making no sense. Are you sure this isn't it?
Will you listen to this guy? Mike, you better get this guy under control, okay?
No, I'm fine. I want to tell this lady something. Your kids could just as easily bludgeon their siblings in the backyard as the living room, okay?
Oh,
so
my
you
God.
Don't want them bouncing a ball in the house. What happens if they beat each other to death in the backyard?
Now, okay, I think, Mr. Bozell, you have been too close to some kind of incident like that because there's no reason a grown man is crying over a what if.
No, I'm crying because you will not give me the decency of being a good father.
You know something, Mr. Bozell?
What?
You know, you're a man. This is kind of uncomfortable for a man to cry.
No, my therapist said it's fine to cry to let your feelings out.
Okay, so you are seeking therapy. Yes, I could see.
Okay,
you
is there something wrong with that? Millions of Americans do it
all
the time.
No, nothing wrong with it. But if you can call a radio show and be so strong in your conviction that lawsuits should be that frivolous, and then yet turn around 5 minutes later and cry because you're, you know, hurt. You're making no sense. No wonder you're in therapy. I'm sorry, but I have to say that.
Oh, my God. No, this guy. I want him on hold, and I want this guy put under control right away.
You cannot put me on hold.
If it's an act, are you calling in, Mr. Bozell? I asked you once before. Did somebody put you up to this?
I tell you right now that the thought of my son bludgeoning my daughter to death makes me sick, and I'm a parent who cares, and I wish to God there were more parents who care about what happened to John, but they
were. Well, what should scare you is that you even have those thoughts in your head. I don't even look at my children and even think that way, and there is where you are wrong, sir. And that's why you aren't taking that far of a leap from the Ramsey case.
You should be nicer to people.
Oh, my word. You have cut everybody off who has called in. Don't tell me I should be nicer when you won't even give people the benefit of saying their piece. And now you're crying because somebody is making sense.
Because you feel the need to raise your voice.
Mr. Henry, am I making sense?
I think you're making sense. What is your problem, Mr. Bozell?
Can I have a moment to say it?
Go ahead and get a grip on yourself, will you? Would you get a grip on yourself?
I can't believe he's crying. I cannot
believe. Oh, okay.
Believe.
So in other words, women can cry, but men can't, right? That's your world.
A talk radio show. What would?
That's your world, huh? A woman can cry, but a man can't.
You really have to get a grip, dude, because I've got I got you on the air. The woman wants an answer.
She's being mean, and I want you to make her stop.
I don't think she's being mean. I think she's being pointed in her comments.
Now she's laughing. Now, okay, there you go. Now, a woman.
You want him to make me stop? Oh, my gosh, you sound like you're 9 years old. Give me a break.
It pisses me off.
Well, buddy, I mean, you can get angry.
What?
You can get angry, but that's your right. But she's making points that are valid, they're pointed, and she's entitled to her emotion, too. If you're bawling, she gets to be angry, okay? See, those are two emotions. Frankly, it's kind of refreshing hearing a woman being angry and a guy crying.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, what is with?
Oh, he just hung up.
Oh, my God. Are you sure that wasn't an act?
I'm dead serious. That's, Fruit
that
Loop.
That was unreal.
Trace, if you can, do a *69 on that call, Mike. And make sure the guy's okay, because I don't need a listener blowing his freaking brains out after talking on the show.
Have him call his therapist immediately. That sounded like a breakdown on a radio show. I cannot believe he acted that way.
Yeah. Thank you for your call, though.
Hey, thanks
for
listening.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I'm as serious as I can possibly be when I say the following thing. Now, I'm going to read something, and then I'm going to be dead serious when I give my opinion. Roseanne fans, pardon me, Roseanne fans will be seeing more of her than they ever expected when she poses nude for the October issue of Gear magazine. Roseanne. As her spokesman puts it, a woman who's not Kate Moss thin can be just as beautiful naked as a supermodel, and when you've got it, flaunt it. All right, let me say something, Roseanne. You don't know me. I don't even know if you're listening. Chances, I understand, and I don't want to flaunt this, but I understand that Roseanne on occasion has listened to our show and likes it. That's what I was told by people on our TV show, because they wanted to book me on her show once, and that's a long story. I don't want to go into that. But they've got to look at my kisser, and they said, oh, we can't have him on. Jeez, I thought maybe he's got a sexy voice, but he looks like that fat, you know, donut oil, 300 pounds of donut oil. We can't do it. So anyway, I know you don't have to listen to me. You've got other people who advise you, and I'm sure you think that there is something rather a Beau Brummel-esque about posing nude for a magazine. Please don't do it. I'm begging you, don't do that. You don't have anybody advising you properly. If you're going to do that, if you're honestly going to, and I understand that it's a satirical commentary on the status of beauty. I get all of that. I get that. Everybody else gets it too. We all understand that it's a commentary on fat and the perception of beauty and the big bone girl and the big full-figured chick and... We get it already, so you don't have to do it. Because I think, it's not that it's going to offend me. It's not offending me. It's not offending anybody else. It's going to make you look stupid and silly. People will be laughing at you, not with you. On this one, they'll be laughing at. Most of the time, we laughed with you, and still do. Most of the time, you're a riot. A riot. This is going to make you look bad. People will laugh at you. They will say, get a load of the fatso there. And while we've often heard, if you've got it, flaunt it, I heard what the so-called spokesperson said. Hey, man, you know what? Full-figured is different from fat. See, there's Anna Nicole Smith, and there's all that goes along with that, and that's fine. And then there's, like, fat. And that's a little sad. And it ain't necessarily sexy, and you know what? You're too famous, and you're too big, and you're too important. You don't need to do that, so don't do it, okay? Take it from me. You don't have to listen to me, but take it from me, Schaefer and Taylor. We say don't do it. You're a funny woman. You're a fantastic performer. You're one of the greatest entertainers to ever come along. Don't freaking get naked for Gear freaking magazine. What is that anyway? Is that some motorcycle magazine? I'll bet you $5 it is, huh? She turned down Playboy. She wants to do it in some white trash magazine. Oh, there we go. Okay. Like I don't get that either. Okay, so that's just something we wanted to say. You know, I realize we don't know what the hell we're talking about, so you can ignore us. Attention, guys. Frequently reincarnated actress Shirley MacLaine, 66, is on the lookout for a younger man to spend the rest of this lifetime with. There is no way I would be attracted to a man my own age because he couldn't keep it up, because he couldn't keep up, says the Terms of Endearment star. I need fresh, young, white meat, 15 years younger, says Shirley MacLaine. They listen better. They have more flexibility. Frankly, their asses are better toned. They're bigger, badder, broader, tougher, sweatier, hairier. On second thought, I'd like a guy older, said Shirley, as she downed the last of the Budweiser malt liquor at a local tavern. Since her divorce from producer Steve Parker, the new age actress says she's never really been in love during this life, except maybe with my dog, she said. Next week, we'll be marking the 5th anniversary of her marriage to her dog, which took place on a beach in Malibu. Okay, here's another one. Keanu Reeves is hiding a painful secret from fans of his new football flick, The Replacements. Getting tackled could have been devastating because he has a steel plate in his neck to go along with a steel plate in his head. The injury is the result of one of many motorcycle accidents that have also left Reeves 35 with broken bones, a ruptured spleen, and no penis. In spite of that, Reeves, who plays a star quarterback in the upcoming comedy flick, did most of his own stunts on the film, except the lovemaking scenes, and he was doubled in that by Shirley MacLaine's dog. Now, over here we have... You want to hear any more? Here's one here. Marlon Brando, he's not going to allow himself to be shot by that, I mean, to be photographed from the waist up. Marlon Brando's ego is bigger than his pant size. He's walking around the set of his new flick naked from the waist down because he only wants to be filmed from the waist up, says a report. So he's a little shy. He only wants to be filmed from the waist up, so he's taking his pants and underwear off and is walking around the set like that. Seems the eccentric actor 76, who tips the scales at an unflattering 300-plus pounds, figured out going bottomless was the only way to keep the director of The Score from showing his broad backside on the screen. Word is co-stars Angela Bassett, Robert De Niro, and Ed Norton left the set sick. No, they're amused that Brando insists on flashing the family jewels on the Canadian set. So far, no one's objected, although tongues are wagging that the movie's title should be changed to The Wide One. Big as a streetcar named Desire, Hippopotamus Now, or The Blobfather. But movie audiences may object. If you only get to see half of the great Marlon Brando, then why should you pay full-price tickets for his movies? Good point. And finally, this tidbit. Admitted bisexual Andy Dick couldn't decide who to canoodle with at a recent lunch at the Cadillac Cafe. He started the meal, cuddled up with a male companion, and naturally they started smooching and kissing and tongue-kissing in between the appetizer and the entree as people looked and applauded. Later, a blonde beauty joined them at the table, and Andy started making out with her. Other diners were thoroughly entertained and applauded as they began having sex with each other on the floor of the restaurant. All right. And finally, supermodel Cindy Crawford got a shock recently while picking her clothes up at a local dry cleaner's. No one in the place recognized her. The supermodel was asked later what it was like, and as she pulled the barrel of a shotgun from her mouth, she said, "It's a little bit disillusioning. But I'm going to go back to that dry cleaner's anyway," said Cindy. She went back the next day. Sure enough, they'd lost her ticket again. What's the name? Clawford? Clownford? They didn't know. Cindy said she was speechless. And another Shirley MacLaine story. She was slated to fly to Vegas to conduct a 3-day higher self seminar at the MGM Grand Hotel. Shirley was offering her mysticism for $300 a ticket, but no one purchased any, so she turned around and came back to L.A. So there you have it. There's some news, entertainment news. I know that you were particularly interested in that Andy Dick information there, Craig. Now you know where he's eating lunch, the Cadillac Cafe, okay? So quit bothering me. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.